Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Mark, Chapter 1.
Directly on leaving the meeting place, they came to Simon and Andrew's house, accompanied by James and John. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed, burning up with fever. They told Jesus. He went to her, took her hand, and raised her up. No sooner had the fever left than she was up, fixing dinner for them. That evening, after the sun was down, they brought sick and evil-afflicted people to him. The whole city lined up at his door. He cured their sick bodies and tormented spirits. Because the demons knew his true identity, he didn't let them say a word. While it was still night, way before dawn, he got up and went out to a secluded spot and prayed. Simon and those with him went looking for him. They found him and said,
"Everybody's looking for you."
Then Jesus said, "Let's go to the rest of the villages so I can preach there also. This is why I've come." He went to their meeting places, all through Galilee, preaching and throwing out the demons.
Jesus had a busy day. He taught in the synagogue. Went to dinner at Peter's house. Healed Peter's mother-in-law. Then he healed people late into the night. Can I imagine having a day like that? Would I be tired? As I hear the story again, where do I see myself? What is it like around me?
Directly on leaving the meeting place, they came to Simon and Andrew's house, accompanied by James and John. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed, burning up with fever. They told Jesus. He went to her, took her hand, and raised her up. No sooner had the fever left than she was up, fixing dinner for them. That evening, after the sun was down, they brought sick and evil-afflicted people to him. The whole city lined up at his door. He cured their sick bodies and tormented spirits. Because the demons knew his true identity, he didn't let them say a word. While it was still night, way before dawn, he got up and went out to a secluded spot and prayed. Simon and those with him went looking for him. They found him and said,
"Everybody's looking for you."
Then Jesus said, "Let's go to the rest of the villages so I can preach there also. This is why I've come." He went to their meeting places, all through Galilee, preaching and throwing out the demons.
Isn't it amazing that Jesus wants to get up super early and pray after a tiring day? I wonder what he talked to his father about. Maybe Jesus remembered the prophet Isaiah saying,
"You must surely know what is true. You must have heard about it. The Lord is the God who lives forever. He made the whole earth, near and far. He never becomes tired or weak. He knows and he understands everything. He makes tired people strong again. When people have become weak, he gives them more strength. Even young people become tired and weak. Even strong young men may slip and fall down. But people who wait for the Lord to help them will receive new strength. They will rise up high, as if they have the wings of eagles. They will run, and they will not become tired. They will walk, and they will not become weak."
What would I like to talk to the Father about? What would I like to talk to the Father about? Can I wait a while for God to help me now? To give me new strength? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.